Hi, dictation for Colletta Taylor, Colletta Taylor. Date of birth is 11/10/61. Date of accident 2/17/2023. Date of service is 1/8/2024. Colletta Taylor is here for an evaluation for follow-up visits today. She reports that she has ongoing pain in the left shoulder to the tune of 9, with difficulty in lifting arm beyond 90 degrees, as well as pain in the neck and the lower back to the tune of 9, and radiation of pain to the right buttock and right leg. So far, the patient has done 5 injections for lumbar epidural, but no shoulder injections have been performed or facet joint injections. They will be scheduled soon. The patient goes on a scooter and is on room oxygen and is hard to do the injections process. Difficult patient. But she reports pain is between 9 and 10 and ADLs are affected 10. 70% relief has been obtained by various injections that has been provided to her, the epidural injection as well as physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, medications. Please review the chart for the ADLs for system review as well as for additional history, substance abuse where she uses marijuana, and compliance history. In the physical examination, kindly mention blood pressure 99 over 57, pulse 102, pulse ox 97. Rest of the exam is still the same from previous visit, that is dated 12/19/2023, dictation number 122-006. The plan is to continue treating the patient based on the MRI findings, which have been discussed with the patient at great length. She has a issue with the cervical spine and lumbar spine. Mainly, all the 5 discs in the lumbar spine are injured and bulging. A new MRI has been ordered for lumbar and cervical spine to base further testing, because this initial MRI was showing only facet joint involvement in cervical spine. Left shoulder MRI shows that there is infraspinatus, supraspinatus tendinitis, subscapularis tendinosis, biceps tendinosynovitis, and subacromial subdeltoid bursitis, superior and inferior glenoid labrum tear. And patient is also advised to continue seeing the neuropsych, psychiatry, and neurology, and continue seeing all other ancillary people. She's also encouraged to see Dr. Redden, a spinal surgeon, for a possible spinal cord stimulation device consultation. He is continuing DMEs like neck brace, back brace, tensionet. Physical therapy is continuing. So she has been referred to Dr. Jenkins for neurology, and neuropsych evaluation has been ordered, as well as counseling is going on, and chiropractic treatment, acupuncture is also ordered. And an MRI of sacroiliac joint was also ordered on the last visit. That has not been done yet. Once the new MRI is done, I'll further schedule this patient for further treatment. Thank you. Medications are provided, which consist of Xanax 0.5 mg PRN and lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief.